In the Old Testament, we heard many signs and miracles God performed to show, express, and demonstrate His great love and compassion for His chosen people. For example, God delivered them from slavery in Egypt, and the great miracle of crossing the Red Sea in dry land. But despite of their unfaithfulness, God never failed to help His people. In our first reading for today, God assured again His people that He will not abandon the promise He made to David and his descendants. Through prophet Isaiah, God gave a sign that He would indeed give them a Savior who would rule with peace and righteousness. Isaiah said, "Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel, that is, God is with us." This new era of salvation, the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, begins with the Annunciation, the miraculous conception of Jesus in the womb of Mary. This child is the fulfillment of all God's promises. This child will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and His name shall be called Jesus, which means the Lord saves. In the dialogue between Mary and the angel Gabriel, how and what will be the response of Mary to the invitation to be the mother of God? For her, what angel Gabriel said was something beyond human capacity and capability. Her question, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" are not prompted by doubt, disbelief, or distrust, but by amazement and surprise. But even if she had this kind of feelings, Mary responded with faith and trust. She was willing to do and follow the will of God, even if it was difficult, costly, and tough. Mary was really a true hearer and doer of the Word of God. To my dear brothers and sisters, by the grace He gives us, God expects us to answer with the same obedience, willingness, and trust as Mary did. When He demands, He gives help, graces, strength, and ways to respond to His call. So if we say yes, we can live a grace-filled life today and forever, a promise that God will always fulfill. So let us ask the intercession of the Blessed Mary to be like her, obedient to God's will, open to His graces, and faithful to His calling. Like Mary, we may be committed disciples of her Son, Jesus Christ. So may Our Lady pray for us always and help us to follow the Lord every day.